Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year 1513.
Which direction are we heading, Mr. Peabody?
South, Sherman. Specifically, Florida. And our host will be the illustrious Spanish explorer, Ponce de León. The man who sought the fabled Fountain of Youth. The Wayback took us way back instantly to a small clearing in the heart of the Florida Everglades. We saw no sign of Ponce de León or his men. Merely a large tent with a white object flying above it.
Ponce de León's flag, Mr. Peabody!
That's no flag, Sherman. That is a baby's bib. What's more, as we rounded the tent, the clearing abounded in diapers, and there, slaving over a washtub, was the distinguished explorer.
Oh, Mondays. How I detest Mondays.
Buenos dias, Ponce de León.
Buenos dias. Ah, tourists! You are on your way to Palm Beach, no doubt.
No, Mr. De Leon. We came to see if we couldn't help you find the Fountain of Youth.
Oh, that's very noble of you. But it has already been discovered.
You found it?
Oh, not me. My men. That is them over there playing with blocks. They were grown men when they reached the fountain. And they were very thirsty.
Drank too much?
See. Now instead of blowing taps each night, I play Brahms' lullaby. Oh, it's very degrading.
We accepted Ponce's invitation to stay for lunch and sat down to a large bowl of mush.
You care for a bib, senor?
Thank you, no. A napkin will suffice. The luncheon progressed nicely, although I was forced into burping Lieutenant Rodriguez, 3 months of age. We were about to embark on a custard pudding when Ponce noticed that one of his men was missing.
Cooper Gonzalez! He's not in his high chair.
A quick search of the grounds turned up nothing, not even a clue.
Oh, this not like Gonzalez to go AWOL. He was always a most conscientious soldier. He would not crawl away.
Gee, Mr. Peabody, a little baby like that lost in the Everglades.
Perhaps he was thirsty. And if he was thirsty, he may be heading for the fountain. Quick, Ponce, lead us to the fountain. Gonzalez couldn't stand growing any younger. Ponce de Leon issued orders for his command to remain in their barracks. Which is to say, he unceremoniously dumped them into a playpen. 5 minutes later, we arrived at the Fountain of Youth.
Look, it's the baby, and he's going to drink.
Corporal Gonzalez, attention! Stand at attention!
But the glass never wavered. Glancing about, I noticed a rattlesnake slumbering blissfully on the limb of a nearby tree. With deft hand, I shook his rattles, taking care not to rouse him. Naturally, the sound of the rattle arrested the attention of Corporal Gonzalez.
Corporal Gonzalez, you are under arrest and hereby confined to your bassinet.
We returned to the clearing and prepared to give Ponce de Leon's soldier a change of uniform. That's when the attack started.
Indians! The Seminole Indians!
Herding the soldiers together, we retreated inside Ponce de Leon's tent.
I knew that sooner or later they would find us. Quick, issue each man a musket.
Musket? They can't even hold a bottle.
What'll we do, Mr. Peabody? We're outnumbered.
Only one thing to do, Sherman. Fight fire with fire. I waited until darkness, then crept slowly out of camp. Then suddenly, I was in the midst of the Seminoles.
Why we not attack them in darkness? Why must Indian always wait till dawn?
We take them pictures of battle. No got flash bulb for night fighting.
Assured the Seminoles wouldn't attack till daylight, I continued on. Then early the following morning, I rejoined Sherman and Ponce.
The situation is desperate. We are running low on talcum.
Where did you go last night, Mr. Peabody? You sure had me worried.
Forgive me, Sherman, but I had to place the Seminoles in a position like ours.
Senor Peabody, quick! I think the Indians are about to attack.
But instead of attacking, the Seminole chief came into the clearing all alone.
A white flag! They've surrendered!
Again, you're wrong, Sherman. That white flag is a diaper. You see, last night I went to the Fountain of Youth, took a generous supply of the water, and crept into the Seminole camp. While the Indians were sleeping, I spiked their water supply.
But if that is true, then the Indians are...
Babies? Yes. And at that very moment, four of the most ferocious braves crawled out of the brush.
White man, I come in peace. I have talcum to trade for diapers.
And so the battle never came off. In fact, Ponce and the Seminole chief became such good friends, they erected the Fountain of Youth Nursery School.
Well, all's well that ends well, Mr. Peabody.
Precisely, Sherman. By the way, what is that you have in your hand?
This? Oh, just an old rusty key I found in the dirt.
Well, congratulations, my boy. You are now a landowner.
Landowner, Mr. Peabody?
Of course, Sherman. You now own one of the Florida keys.